Yes, I have.
Yes. A real gardenia. Multiply that times 10.
Woo.
That's the aroma of this thing. And I'm going to pull one out because it's a whole stem. Would you see a whole bunch of them? Like a calla lily.
It's almost like an amaryllis. Beautiful.
Yeah. Nice.
That is
beautiful.
Nice. And right, yeah, we're going to act like we live.
Because we are.
We're live. We know we're live. This is what happened. We're like, we know you're watching, but it's not about you, is it? The flowers. It's about the flowers right now.
We're going to talk about that's the ginger lily. We're going to talk about her beautiful. In just a second. Let's do a proper intro. Beautiful goddesses, welcome to Me Moments in the Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tink.
Yeah, I need to be recording the behind the scenes because somebody's going to be hilarious.
You might need your phone on.
I want a flower in my hair. I want a flower in my hair.
I bought that. Everybody.
Well, a Billie Holiday moment.
No, you did. You know?
Yeah.
So when I was in Belize, I just fell in love with just so many different flowers, but this is one of my favorite ones. Oh. This is one of my favorite ones. Oh, you want to tell us about the flower?
It has an intoxicating smell. Well, it's in the ginger
family. It has an intoxicating look.
Yeah.
To me.
Thank you. Well,
it's perfect. And see how she just kissing your face right there. I love
to take
that.
A selfie. Take a selfie with this.
Right, you need a selfie, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do. Yes. Well, it's the root looks exactly like a regular ginger. It just smells a little differently. And it is medicinal. It'd be good for people to just search it on their own. Her first name is Heidi or Heidi.
Oh
yeah, that's her given name. She's we call her as a white ginger flower, and I think it's a tropical. I mean, sorry, it's the national flower of one of these Caribbean countries. I can't remember which one.
Mm.
I can't remember which one, but I'm gonna get to it because we should be able to listen. The perfume that's made, the essential oil, the essence that's made from this flower is absolutely intoxicating. But they can't get it to grow it just anywhere. So that's probably why you haven't smelt it and why you have to come to Belize to have this experience.
Come to the source, yes.
Topics.
See, yet another reason to go to Belize.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, well, you know, I am so excited about today. And you know why? Because this is my anniversary.
Ooh.
You know, I love celebrating anyway, right?
We have so many anniversaries. I don't even know how we keep up. So many.
I keep up with all of them.
I can't.
And wait till I learn your birthdays. Wait till I know Mountain Spirit's birthday. Wait till I learn your. Oh, I know yours. I know yours, Marie. I don't know yours yet, Val.
It's coming though. You're gonna get on your nerves, Val.
You're muted, Val. Muted? You're muted.
My birthday is Earth Day.
There you
birthday
go.
Birthday is Earth Day.
Actually, it's April 22nd. Seriously, it's my birthday is on Earth Day.
And it's the same day as my cousin Mika. Hey, Mika. It's the same day. So I can remember April 22nd.
And I'm May Day.
Yes.
Everybody got a special day.
Yeah. We do. Mm-hmm. But Tracy doesn't need a special day. It's every day. There's a celebration for something. That's
because they'll give her an excuse to sing the songs.
I want to transform my birthday into a happy story because it's not a happy story.
Mm. Oh, we're changing that then.
Nah,
yes.
It was Che Guevara. Che Guevara Day. Independence, missile crisis.
We are defining your birthday.
Wait a minute. But through it all, I came here.
Yeah.
I love it. So today we're talking about exit strategies, right? Exit stage left. Yeah. Listen, and here is, I'm celebrating because it's my 6-year anniversary of, it's my anniversary.
She escaped.
Of what? What?
She's like the suspense.
Walking away, I walked away from nursing administration this day, 6 years ago. 6 years, y'all. It's been 6 years. So I want to say hey to my Tri-C family, to all of my, you know, the students the faculty, the staff, all of you, I love you. Mwah. Everybody thought I was doing something, you know, special. She going to work as a dean or something for another college. No, boo-boo. I had to, first and foremost, step back and just breathe. Woo!
Freedom.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Smell the freedom.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And so it's kind of an extension, too, from yesterday when we were talking about being scared, you know, and how we were feeling about stepping out. It was a faith move for real. Because during that time, let me tell you how I got here.
Here we go.
I'll tell you what happened. What happened was.
What happened was there was a fire in my home. And during the fire happened. So listen, we were all getting ready for school and work and everything else. And we all, you know, we left like we normally do. Everybody left out the house about 8 a.m. I got to work about 8:30. I had a meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. I get a call at the very same time my meeting is supposed to start. Wow. And it's the security company. And the security company says, well, we're just making sure that there's not a fire in your attic because the alarm is going off. And I said, if there's an alarm going off, then there's a fire in the attic. Like, I am not there. None of us are there, you know? And so she was like, no worries. We're sending the fire department. We're sending everybody we're calling now. I was like, oh my God, is this for real? And the great thing about working with great people is they just step up and they immediately, you know, even the person that I was meeting with, she was from another institution. You know, she was very understanding. My dean stepped in and said, the associate dean stepped in and said, you know what? You're not driving right now because I don't, you know, we're not playing that game. And so she had somebody else on staff take me to the house. And let me fast forward just a little bit. I ended up staying in moving from a house to a 2-bedroom apartment. And everybody, you know, we kind of just had to make do for a little while. And then fast forward a little further, that apartment, because of the situation of I can't think of the word, but because of the sequence of events, what I was paying in rent was less than half of what I was paying for that house. So that right there is what led me to be able to step out on faith, right? Because I'm like, well, if that's the case, I'm going to keep paying the money as though I'm paying that rent and save my money. I'm stacking my dough. You know, I'm getting out of here. Because if nothing else, I need a break so I can step back and think about what it is that I want to do. So, you know, we all need to start thinking about what our exit strategies are and not just for work. Sometimes you need an exit strategy for relationships,
situationships.
It's a lot of those, y'all. A lot of those.
Entanglements.
Whatever.
All of it.
Right.
All of it.
Yes.
Really?
So that's your anniversary.
So happy anniversary. Happy freedom.
Yes. You know, someone wants me to say, I don't know if that's completely, I don't know if you're telling the whole story there. Now, I wasn't there, but from what
Well, there's more to the story.
We got half hour. You want me to tell the whole story?
No. I'm talking about the story that you will never tell. Only those observing you can tell it from this perspective, and that's why I am going to speak.
Okay.
You did not enter the nursing field just for the number of years that you were working there.
Yes.
You have been dedicated to that field and that kind of caring from the day that you came into consciousness, from the minute that you could do things for other people. And that's what was bred into your head, as though that was your function in life. That was your only purpose. So of course it was oversaturated. Yes. You went into the field like giving, like completely raw, as though this is my life mission, because we don't know that it's just a job. It's a corporate job. It's not a spiritual calling. You know, but the corporate structure takes advantage of givers like you.
Yeah.
you know, to bring you into a system and squeeze every ounce of life, convince you that you need things like a house that costs twice as much as a two-bedroom apartment. Mm. So these are the lies that I'm talking about.
Lies are coming.
We've bought into thinking that this is our function. This is why we're here. And but then if you stop and ask the question, well, then why am I suffering? It's why not supposed to be a suffering position. You weren't as happy then as you are now. And so my story about you is what I have seen.
Yes.
I don't know what you did before me. All I know is that when you stopped doing it, you were happier. And you are the person that I know now. And as a friend, my caring doesn't have to go any further than that.
Yes.
I just know that this move made your life blossom into this, Tracy. Yes,
absolutely.
And that's what I want for my friends. That's what I want for everyone I care about. That's what I want for every woman within earshot of this podcast, whatever you want to call it, right? And this is what we have to start wanting for each other. My last point about that is this. Other cultures start their career after they leave college. Not like us. Not like us.
Yeah.
And they start like this, the way you start a bird off after it's been healed from a wounded wing, right? You take it and you hold it and you throw it up in the air and you put it in a favorable wind. None of us were put in a favorable wind.
Yeah.
You know, we just stumbled in there like pukutung, pukutung, like a cartoon, right? You know, working, having a job, going to school, raising kids, being married. It's an overload. It's an overload. Uh-huh. And you can't tell me that everybody else had it this way. This is very unique to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mountain Spirit, that was...
She has spoken.
And I'm thinking now about the how I stumbled in with the career that I started. And I felt like, oh, I'm on the right track. I'm really on the right track, but I still was never making enough money to support myself. Because I stayed at home with my mom for about 7 or 8 years after college. And it disturbed me. I remember, and I literally just shredded and got rid of this entire binder that I had. I had applied to 583 television stations and radio stations for a job, and every last one of them rejected me. And this was in this is the span of 2 years. And I was thinking, why did I keep this documentation of this rejection? Oh. And I'm like, oh, why hold on to that? It felt so good to shred it all. But I say congratulations to you, definitely, Tracy. Yeah, because I think when we are in our space of happiness and when we are able to give from that space, many people are blessed by it. Myself, Marie, Mountain Spirit, we're blessed by how Tracy has turned nursing actual people physically into helping them mentally, affirming, giving attentions. And that's why I believe so deeply in what you do. And that's the reason why we're here, to support and celebrate you, Tracy.
Yes.
Yes.
So always a nurse. You've been, you're still nursing.
That's this right. Is a time. Take that away from me. You can take a lot of things, but that, that ain't one. That ain't one.
Still, don't want it to sound like, you know, you quit because you're a quitter. Because you're not a quitter. You quit because you're a winner. At
all. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I didn't walk away from nursing. I walked away from y'all's bullshit. That's what I walked away from. Honestly, because and you know how I am now, right? And I give everything my all and keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. So and I know that you're probably all the same way, and you give to these other, and those are other people's dreams that you're giving to. Mm-hmm. I want to see us give to our own dreams, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was doing. I was giving to someone else's dream. And not that I don't mind contributing to people's dreams. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. I help birth some things and bring some things to life.
Still helping always birth some things.
Right? Still. So that's never something that anyone can ever take. You can't take it.
Can't take it.
Besides, they done made enough money off of me with the transatlantic slave trade. I mean, generations of me have been used to make money already. It's my turn.
It's my turn. Yes. It is, though.
You know, when I keep saying, like, stop asking the abuser to help you, it's the same thing with reparations. It's like you want to wait for them to give you reparations. What's wrong with you? Take it.
Right?
Take your life back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can do it. You can plan it out. It doesn't have to be an irresponsible move. I mean, it's no excuse to make irresponsible moves. It's a very responsible thing to realize your worth, to realize you're being taken advantage of and that you're being used to make rich people richer. Yeah. That's responsibility.
Mm.
We decide how we want to use our lives, right? This life is not for them to decide how to use it. It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that we haven't done. I went to all white schools from the beginning, graduated from all white schools. And I saw that, wait a minute, why they got it like this? I don't have it like that.
Yeah.
You know? And so, no, we're not starting out at an equal place. We Black women start off exhausted.
Yeah.
Drained. Overwhelmed, overweighed with responsibility and exhausted. And then you want me to keep going? Come on.
Right.
And smiling.
And smiling, right.
Smile while you do it. Put a smile on your face.
Yeah. No. Hell no. Mm-mm. It's time Mm-mm. to say hell no. Mm-mm.
And thank you, right? Like,
thank you.
For the crumbs, right? Not even.
No more. Yeah.
You know. And that's all it is. It's crumbs. And that was a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what? And this is what you want to pay me? Oh, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Until you damn near dead. Until there's exactly. nothing else left of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And that's the system.
As long as we allow them to do it. But we're so scared of letting that thing
go. It's the fear. Like, it's the fear of the security. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we think is security.
Right. What we think. Security, right?
All but
right.
that's what we've been conditioned that is the security. Don't forget, yeah. right. we're little girls, the people who love us.
That's the again, big lie.
And then the thing that you brought up yesterday, you're made to feel guilty. There's no guilt here. There's no mm-hmm. guilt or anything there. Like you're made to feel guilty when you, and I saw it time and time again. So let me tell you, being in nursing administration, and you know, you have to hire in people, and people saw my heart and they wanted to do for me. And I'm like, oh no, baby, that's not how we're doing this. You're going to take your time back. You gave me time, extra time right here. So go on and take, don't say, and quit opening your mouth about every damn thing. This is my way of giving back to you. So I'm just telling you, I'm a carer of women and we give way too much. We give way too much sometimes, y'all. And we have to start giving back and feeding ourselves. So let me read you the message of the day. Of course, mm-hmm. it's coming from the Slay Bible.
Yeah, yes.
Slay Bible. Somebody got their Bible so they can put it up so people know what we're talking about. Slay.
Oh, I got somewhere else today. Now I got to get
somewhere
up.
Else.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good. I got Don't you. Move. I got you. Here we go. Oh, I got it, Mouse Spirit. I got it.
Too late. Oh, you get your little phone.
Too late. Okay. So.
Girl is ready.
Slay is self-love awaits
okay,
you.
It's
the title of a book that I have written. That's right. That's your Bible. Get you some then. I'm telling you, you need
No, this is the way they look in Belize. You got a U.S. one. This is a Belize one.
Yes.
Wow.
Belize one. You need to see that one. You need to see that one right there.
That's right.
So we are reading from pages 16 and 17. It was not until I finally arrived back home, though, that another aha moment arose. Mm. Sister girls, but then, and now what? These are my two new girlfriends, just so y'all know. They did not even let me get back to work before they were at it again. I was barely off the plane from Hawaii and in my own bed before they tag-teamed me, knowing I was exhausted and jet lagged. A 6-hour time difference, delayed flights, lack of nourishment, and not to mention lack of sleep. I dove into my bed and slept for like 10 hours straight. I could have easily slept 10 more if it wasn't for the calculations going on in my head. How the hell am I supposed to sleep with all of that? I remember waking up, not knowing whether it was day or night. I didn't care either way. I was still exhausted and hungry. I only cared about eating and going back to sleep. Yet here they are again. But then slapped me upside the head with a thought. Now what? Chimed in with a bunch of numbers. Wait a damn minute. I looked up at now what and said, I thought you were supposed to be the quiet one. she ignored my interruption and kept going. It was like my brain took over and took full advantage of my crazy state of being. And I began writing thoughts and numbers as quickly as they entered my head. They took over my brain, and I was only there to take notes. Before long, I had devised a 6-month exit strategy. And in 6 months, I was out. I put, let me tell you what I did. I put a counter on my phone from that day. And so, you know, it gave me the number of days. I put in, I put a counter down, I put it on in my calendar, my 90 days, because I love the dean that I work for.
Okay.
Dean Vivian Yates, hey, I know you're retired now. I hope you're doing your thing. She's also my Cancerian sister. But I put that date, okay, this is my 90 day. I'm giving my notice on this day. I wrote the letter. It was ready with the date already on there. It was ready 6 months prior though. Right. And then I went through my and I budgeted out every single little thing. All of those little things that we pay a couple of dollars for here and there. I took everything out so that I could add even more to the pot. So you can come up with your own exit strategies. You just have to take a minute to step back and think about what those things are. All right, it looked like we got a lot of conversation going on in the chat. Tell me what's going on, y'all. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we're just saying good morning to everybody. Good morning. Definitely, Joyce says good morning. I like what she said. Sometimes you have to take one step back to make two steps forward. Yeah, and
I see Belinda is here.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, goddesses.
Yeah, and in fact, this is Belinda. She's in the process of exiting bad eating habits.
And I got one thing. I got one thing to say to Belinda.
Uh-huh.
There is no try. Either do or do not.
All right.
So we're going to X out the trying and just say,
I love you. I love you, Belinda. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
They're like, we love Belinda. Just, you know, and we're all doing that. And the thing is, you know, as we were speaking and you said that now, I'm like, oh my God, that's part of our well-being. We're moving ourselves from these toxic environments, right? Mm-hmm. Because all of us, sometimes we think the sickness is a disease and sometimes the job is the disease. We think it's something else. There's some people who get sick just walking in, just leaving, just thinking about going. Sunday night is the most, oh God, the sickness you get Sunday night when you know you got to show up someplace you don't want to be, mm-hmm. be around energy mm-hmm. that just thinking about it, literally mm-hmm. bring on all the symptoms. Yeah. And that really, alone.
I used to get deathly ill and would miraculously improve as soon as I called in sick.
Right? Better already.
It's recuperated so quickly.
It's true. Miracle. It's a miracle.
One of the last jobs I was so mad at, they never converted me from a contractual employee to a full-time employee.
Yeah,
I was so upset.
The funny thing is
that the way it worked out, it was never meant for me to be there full-time. Because another job came where I actually worked my gifts. Now, they hired me a whole lot of money to be a photographer at a major event for them. And I was thinking, this is what I want to do. So, yes, it's best that I stay as a contractor. I wanted to have the full benefits of everything. But I'm still friends with some of the folks there today. And they're like, Val, it's good that you're not here.
You save yourself. I think that's one way. You save yourself. Because I think the system is, that's how it's set up. I had a temp job, like after losing my job in, I think it was 2009, then 2015. And there was a job I thought, this is it, right? Mm-hmm. And one woman in that space, of all the people I never expected to say, she said to me, this full-time job is already set up for somebody else. You will never, you can apply, you can tell them all the things you've done because mm-hmm. they've seen you do the work. You will never, this was not meant for you. Somebody else has already been chosen, but they'll let you go through the motion to make you believe you got a chance. If you just show me you a fit, you're the right person, that you've been doing the work, as if they never see you do the work for the last few months. And so I was like, I was so grateful for that person for letting me know. And then she was like, while you here, apply for other things. within that institution, if you so choose, right? But also always looking for other opportunities, because there are some people get so comfortable. I see the job system almost like Survivor. Whether you watch Survivor or not, it's almost like be ready, like ready for the unexpected, right? And so whenever you think you're comfortable, the moment you feel like this is it, it's a permanent job, I got all the benefits, they're never gonna lay me off, they're never gonna let me go.
Don't
you
feel
are
it.
Not safe.
No, never.
You are never safe. I don't care what your contract says, you are disposable. And that's what I learned, right?
At any point in time, you can
anytime.
Give
time. There's nothing.
It was
you have to do something.
That's the point.
If you're not lying about anytime. That. That's they're being very honest. It's not your company and it's not your money.
It's not yours.
Of course you'll never be safe. Why should you be safe?
But you see people feeling safe, like it says permanent on the job, right? Like a permanent job. There's no such thing as a permanent job.
That's the lie.
The illusion.
More lies.
That's the lie.
Two kinds of it's a slavery cell. Because the permanent job that you're talking about that involves the contract and the social security and the deductions, that serious employment contract, that's a slave contract. That's just the evolution of the slave trade. Because read the fine print.
Yeah.
So when you're a contractor, you're actually free. You're more like a Harriet Tubman. You're freer as a contractor than you are as a permanent employee, as a contracted permanent employee. And they want to make you think, thank you, Marie, for saying it. They want to make you think that the slavery one is the safe one.
Yeah.
But the truth
is, never think about escaping. Never think about leaving. Never think that you are under,
it's like
literally on a plantation.
Right. Okay. It's for them.
It's for them. And it's you're the house or the field. I don't know. If you're the house or the field.
Exactly.
We want you to, why are we running away, boss?
I know, right? It's good here.
They treat us so good.
What's going on?
It's good here. I mean, it takes balls to walk away from a six-figure
and
salary.
And ovaries.
It does.
That's true, except that I didn't have any. They had already taken my ovaries.
And look at what Blenda says. She says she's exiting out of a judgmental relationship with a 40-year friend.
Yes.
That's a process.
And these exits are not easy. They're not. I didn't necessarily have an easy time because even after 7 months, I said, you know what? Ooh. I need a little more money here. Let me rethink how I'm doing this. But I said, now I'm doing it on my terms. So I turned around and I took one of those jobs as a nurse practitioner going around and doing the little home visits. Because I could add a little something.
You're the next level out. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Right? But it became part of my strategy.
Right.
That would have been
all along. The one thing, the last thing I would ask as the crutch and excuses some women may use with the safety, and they all work together, is the personal relationships, particularly those who are long-term or have a partner that have that income where you're like, you know, I'm not going to go because, you know, somebody else is going to support me. So sometimes when you think you have that safety net, it takes you longer to do the exit that you know in your heart that you should do, regardless of whether you're going to get help or not. So I think some of us who are thinking like, it's all on me, I got to make this move.
Yeah,
like we take that leap more versus like, it doesn't take us as long as others who have that safety net all along to say, you know, I have a little time, a little time. Let me wait.
I don't know if that's so much true though. Like, yeah, they might feel like they have a little time, but then the women who are doing this on their own feel like, I can't move. I have to stay here because this is what's going to, you said it yourself yesterday even, like this is my, you know, bread and butter. This is my thing. I can't leave this space. But I'm telling you, you can if you so choose.
Yeah, but I think we all have different stories and there's a thread between them. So we use, the crutch looks different. Sometimes it's the job, sometimes it's the
person.
And
that's my point, is we all have crutches.
Yeah. No, there's only one story. There's only one story. No. It's either gain or loss. It's either suffering or happiness. It's only one. So it doesn't matter. You can do it when you want, take as long as you want, do whatever it is. It's either you suffer or you either go towards the pain or you go towards the happiness. That's all it is. That's the only choice. How long it takes you, you can have a long one like Tracy. You can have a long calculated one like me. You can do it any way you want. But to actually justify being afraid It's I have to agree with Tracy. I wouldn't justify being afraid of making the choice between joy and happiness and suffering. I would not. There's no
when you reframe it, I think when you reframe it, but when you in it, it's different. When you in it, it's different.
It's
in
very different. It's
you different. Have to shift your mindset.
Of course.
In this way, you've been programmed to think this way. How old were you when you went to school? Preschool? Stepping into primary school, everything was designed to teach you to get ready. Oh, choose your, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Grow up, yes.
What do you, you know, like all of these things, it's all programmed.
But it's really, it really is not easy because just leaving medical school after in my last year was enough. That's when I realized it. And I had a serious breakdown. Ooh. All that money, six-figure loans, and because I was walking out on a scholarship, I was now liable for the entire tuition. Mm-hmm. So that took a lot. So I had to stay in there.
Yes,
and continue.
That's where all of it starts to you.
Right. So it wasn't. It's not easy.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for these two educations at Case Western Reserve University. Not only do I have one degree from there, I have two, a bachelor's and a master's degree. You know, I put some money and some, I started off and tried to see there's more money. So you can't, and then 20 years, then I gave you 20 years.
Yeah.
So all of this investment, right? And we think it's for naught. So we got to stay here. I got to just, no, that is not the truth. Everything that I use there, I can use elements of it as I'm going on my own journey. But the truth is now I'm operating from my own truth and I'm following my heart's desires. I'm following my own dreams. So when I'm telling you to be selfish, damn it, I mean be selfish. Now is the time to do that.
You're like, do it.
Yes.
And decide. The thing is,
Step into, step onto the sleigh ground. I'm telling you, that's what I do. That's what I do. So with that, I lost the earring and we are complete this morning.
Already? Thank that's you all so much. You're like, take off the earrings.
I have a complaint about this show.
Here we go.
Come on with the complaint.
It's first of all, it's too short. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Bye.
Okay. It's gonna be an hour. We'll
see. It is too short because we keep doing this part. You know, like it's like, man, the conversation just getting good, and here we go stepping into the next space. All right, we'll have to visit that. Goodness. Any other complaints, comments, concerns?
Well,
we don't have time.
I want us to have more time to talk about it. And this was such a great topic, Tracy. But number one, we really want to celebrate your exit from 6 years ago, because all of us in the sleigh ground get a chance to benefit from your exit strategy. So thank you, sis. Thank you, Gordis. Thank you, Gordis.
Yay. You're welcome. You're
Yes, yes.
And thank you all for being with me. Thank you for embracing this part of my journey. I love it. And I love that I'm on it with all of you. I'm loving the unfoldment of it. We'll revisit the timing of of our podcast. See, we thought that half hour was going to be good for us. But now
it's good. People are getting a taste and a dose.
Ooh, yeah. So we'll continue this conversation. Come on over to Clubhouse. We can do it a little bit.
Hey, don't forget to live tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Okay. We got to make a couple announcements before we go. So tell my Clubhouse folks, here we come. So we're heading over to Clubhouse now. And tonight, we celebrate and we're going to continue the celebration. It's 4 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. EST. That means 6 p.m. for you, Mountain Spirit, and all of the CSTers. So we are doing a sip after dark. Sip, if you don't know, is Slay in Progress. And we want to know what you do. What do you do now? Some of you have your own businesses, and we want to know, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We want to talk about what we're doing and how we can collaborate and celebrate who you are, where you are, and all of that good stuff. So bring your wine and chocolate, because I'm going to have mine, right? And then tomorrow, we will be back here for this bright and early in the morning, but Mountain Spirit is hosting a Q&A, another one for us, for Feeding the Light Body. If you are already subscribed to slaywithtrey.com, then you got an email yesterday with the link and everything and it times, all of that stuff is in there. Go check your email. I sent it to you. For everyone else, just send me a message or something and I'll definitely get it to you. I'll get the link to you.
If you're looking to learn about opening your third eye, so the conversation is mostly if that's what your interest is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We got it. Thank you.
Feeding the Light Body. And I love the course. So definitely come in, dip your toe in, see if it's something that you're interested in. And we will take it from there. All right. Much love to all of you. Thank you so much for celebrating and joining us today for a few moments in the morning. We'll see you on the screen.
Hey, Cindy.
I'm trying to see you. Much love to you all. Have an amazing day.